This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, April 28th. Well, we have quite a shock this morning. The Commerce Department came out and said that the U.S. economy contracted 1.4% in the first quarter, and hardly anybody was negative, okay? The economists were from minus 2 to 2%, to be honest with you. So this is a big shock, and the Commerce Department is blaming inflation, trade imbalances, and of course the supply chain bottlenecks for the negative GDP growth. Now, this is a preliminary figure. It's going to get revised quite a bit. Also, we don't have the March trade data yet, although I don't expect it's going to be that good because of the big problems in Shanghai, you know, the bottlenecks there, the factory closures and things like that. So, this is puts the Fed in a bit of a conundrum because the Fed has to raise rates because market rates are up, but they don't want to raise rates too much because if we have two quarters in a row of negative GDP growth, that's a recession. Okay. The other thing that's quite interesting is it's very odd to have negative GDP growth and strong corporate profits. Okay. So that's a new one on me, to be honest with you. So, but, you know, obviously we're getting good earnings and the market's been saved by the earnings. And so that's very, very encouraging. The other thing that's interesting is if you look at something like Facebook, which is a Meta Platforms, a stock that I don't recommend, they're just obsessed with their subscriber growth and user growth. So there's daily users, there's monthly users. And there are places like Europe that are down, okay? But there's places like the United States that are still up. So, you know, you keep hearing that, you know, consumers don't want to stream anymore. Consumers are not, you know, adding new services, etc. Well, Facebook kind of contradicted everybody on that yesterday. And that's an important FANG stock. We're going to have Apple announced today after the close. They certainly have some supply chain disruptions, so their comments on that are going to be very important. Apple is not being recommended by me at this time, although it's a B-rated stock in our grading systems. I do want you to know Apple is annuitizing its business, so that people are going to be looking at that. And, of course, any hint on the new iPhone announcement is a big deal. Because usually they have an iPhone announcement in September, everybody orders it, and they get them in the fall, just in time for the holidays. Anyway, I'm glad earnings are working. I'm glad we retested the lows, okay, definitively. I'm glad the volume on the retest was light, okay. Since we have retested the March 14th lows, I should just reiterate that you can retest a few times, okay? The key is you just want volume to continue to diminish. But right now it's just time to celebrate earnings, and our stocks have great earnings, and by and large everything's working out great. And so hang on, enjoy the ride for the next few weeks. But I did have to tell you about the GDP news because that really shocked me, and I'm sure it shocked all the private economists because they were nowhere near the Commerce Department estimate. But again, they're going to revise that number. But in the meantime, it'll be fascinating to see what the Fed says now, okay? Because if anything, the Fed may not raise rates as much as we think they were because they got this negative GDP growth. That is it's just a fascinating conundrum we're in. You know, the Biden administration doesn't want two quarters in a row negative GDP growth because, you know, there's midterm elections coming up, and that would be kind of embarrassing. So everybody's going to be rubbing it in and reminding them of that. So be fascinating to see what happens here. Only other thing to disrupt the market is obviously all the events happening over in Ukraine and all the aid we're giving Ukraine, military aid. And I do not like the rhetoric at all that we're basically antagonizing Russia, kind of poking the bear. And Russia, of course, is being very assertive with us, saying, well, you know, we have nukes, you know, just so you know. And so that's not very good rhetoric right now. And but if we contracted in the first quarter, I guarantee you Europe did. And So fascinating times we're in here, folks. But thank goodness we have all these stocks profiting from inflation, and we made the shift to energy, fertilizer, food, other companies that are profiting from inflation. Clearly, we have a lot of these shipping stocks. And so let's let all these good earnings come out and drive our stocks higher, then we'll fine-tune things here a bit. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to update you. Take care, everybody.